And next, we have, under old business, oh, you're still there.
So this item...
Excuse me one second. Enjoy the rest of your day in Georgetown.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Hopefully it wasn't too boring.
Thanks for that.
Run for public office one day. Do it, do it.
I'm sorry, I was scrolling back to you.
That's okay. The next item on old business is conditional use 21-3, the Evergreen Properties LLC, also known as Pallet's Corner. The most recent request was to provide density in the area. That density we highlighted in the minutes because that was provided as part of the public comment. I'm happy to answer any additional questions that you may have.
Any questions of council? Any questions of council? Okay, Mr. Cole, you're up.
Should I make...
Not typically, what we would do is read the short title with the, and then Mr. Cole, I believe, wanted to make a motion. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 20 townhomes, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.3817 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 10 and 11, and for conditions 11A through N.
Okay. I'd like to move that we amend condition A, and if you'll look on our thing, condition A referenced the density. The application was originally for 20 units. I think I made a point that in the last 10 years there has not been any upzoning in that area, and the most current zoning change was in salt air, which has ended up with a 4.6 units per acre, as I believe. And everything else, was that the only one that's been rezoned in the last 10 years?
I believe that was one of
that
the
was
only
the
ones
only one.
In the,
okay.
For rezoning.
Okay,
there's
so in a 10 year
developments in the area.
Okay, in a 10 year period, we had a rezoning. It was a GR district that went to townhouses, or I believe it was, or a multifamily conditional use. And the council voted to give it 4.6 units. When I looked at the densities that were cited by the applicant and other in the opposition, both had pointed out certain communities. Many of those communities were permitted uses. If you had a C1 or I think a marine district, you were allowed at one time 12 units through the acre. And I believe there was a couple rezonings that were cited that were C1s. And keep in mind that we have closed the C1 district. We closed it years ago and we created the C2. And in the C2, in a new commercial district, we limited residential development to 4 units to the acre because I think it was recognized by the majority of the county council that 12 units to the acre in a commercial district was excessive, too much, or it didn't complement, or it actually made the commercial district more valuable for residential housing as it was for commercial. We saw some of that on Coastal Highway, where a lot of our old C1s became multifamily projects at high density, 12 units to the acre stuff. So in Cedar Neck Road, we had a reference to a Magnolia's, which was a restaurant for years. It was a C1. We ended up with 11 some units per acre plus a restaurant. And then we had Sunset Harbor, which had been 9.8 units to the acre. The unique thing about Sunset Harbor was it was an older manufactured housing park, which had actually individual lots, which some of them had been sold off, but the large majority of them had been reserved for rental lots. So when that got redeveloped and those people were asked to you know, remove their mobile homes or whatever, we ended up with a townhouse project at 9.8 units per acre, but they were on individual lots that were, had already been grandfathered in and created years ago because they didn't meet any current standards. Cedar Bay is the one that was zoned C1. And so in a C1 district, 12 units to the acre is a permitted use. So they went to 11.9. I already said something about Magnolia. Now, Bethany Lakes is 5.6 units to the acre. Again, all these were approved prior to 10 years. In the last 10 years, nothing has been approved that has exceeded 4.6. The opposition that showed up cited concerns about density, but the single-family neighborhood was, or this multifamily was out of character with a single family that was next door to it. So I want to amend the, and again, this is a number that I'm not, I'd actually be, if I had my way, I would go a smaller number, but I will make the maximum number 14 units. This will decrease the density to 5.8, which puts it kind of in the average. And the reason for my request is, as again, I cited about the last 10 years, about density issues, and in 10 years, we haven't approved anything anywhere near that. Significantly also that the council has changed its commercial zoning, so we no longer permit that, which I think is important. Those permitted uses wouldn't be permitted today. And additionally, significant congestion. Route 1 backs up all the way to that intersection on a weekend and sometimes on a rainy afternoon in the summertime. It is one of the busiest intersections. And so the traffic congestion was cited by the opposition and the P&Z, the Planning and Zoning Commission, cited it as the busiest intersection in the area. So with that in mind, I would like to amend 11A to say 5.8 units, which would make it 14 units.
You mean the density 5.8 with
the density would be 5.8, but it'd be a total of 14 units. I also want to point out that planning and zoning was concerned when they did reduce it. Initially, they actually pointed out that they were concerned about the 2.3 acres or 2.2 acres. That there wasn't, they were concerned that there wasn't going to be enough room because of the size of the parcel to be able to put in a community center, parking, stormwater, and obviously 20 units. It had been awful tight. So that would have left no open space and other things of that nature. So even planning and zoning was concerned about that. So as I go through the other conditions.
Let's do it one at a time.
Okay, 11A.
So you want to do 11A? You want to change 11A from 11A. Maximum number of townhouses should be 16 to 14.
Well,
as that's all it says, the maximum number of townhouses.
That's the recommendation from P&Z. I think the applicant.
You want to go to 14.
I want to go to 14. So it's actually taken it from 20 to 14, I believe, right?
And that wouldn't be. They had originally asked for 20. Okay. It was reduced down to 16.
Then I will amend Planning and Zoning's recommendation to 14.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole. Do we have a second?
Is that
a second. Second, Mr. Burton.
From 16 to 14.
16 to 14.
Any questions on that motion?
I thought it said it went from 20 to 16.
We will take the vote. This is in your district, Mr. Cole. We'll vote you first.
Well, I'll vote yes because of the reasons I just cited. About 10 years, we haven't done anything over 4.6. I believe 5.8 is being very generous. We got an area that's got much congestion in there with the traffic, and it's on a corner and on the busiest corner around. And the size of the parcel is very important to consider.
Mr. Arlett.
Well, I mean, with that being said, yes, I know the vote's going to happen, but I mean, the size of the parcel has nothing to do with this because ultimately it's going to go back to P&Z and they have to make the decision, right, with regard to the site plan.
Correct.
So if it can't fit, then what we're saying here is not totally relevant because it would get automatically reduced if it can't fit. Is that not true?
It's not true.
I'll ask Mr. Moore.
Yeah. Well, the site plan originally proposed they were able to get everything to fit with
20.
With 20.
Okay.
So the Planning and Zoning Commission worked it out. Now, again, that was a preliminary plan, but they sketched out that they had the ability to make everything work.
Right. Is this considered an infill?
Yes.
So It's my vote. Is that what we're waiting on?
We're waiting on you.
I'm sorry. I apologize. In the end, there are areas of opportunity to again, we cannot continue to say no to density. It's ludicrous of this council to continue to say that, really, in all cases. This is an appropriate area for higher density because it is in a commercial area. It is around public transportation. It is around public infrastructure. It is perfect spot for infill with higher levels of density. And then when we continue to say no, it does, all you're doing is expanding the growth. And when there's areas of opportunity out in the rural areas, on major roadways, and infrastructure is there, it is still no when it comes to density. So what are we doing? So to me, you know, I will heed the advice of planning and zoning and their research, and I will say no because I think 16 is an appropriate dense number of units for this specific location that has all the right reasons to say yes.
Thank you, sir.
Bird. I will vote in to reduce the density for the reasons that George has so articulated. And it's a very small lot in a very congested area. And 14 units or 5.8 units to the acre is increased density. So it's not... you know, we're not addressing the density issue. We are addressing it, and I think the 14 units is the right number for this area. So my vote is in favor of the ordinance change.
Wilson,
I'm going to vote with planning and zoning. I'll let Mike make up the decision.
Okay, so your vote is no to the amendment to change it from 16 to 14.
I'll vote with planning and zoning.
Okay. I also am going to vote planning and zoning and vote no. Next.
You say you vote with planning
and zoning? I vote with planning and zoning. The 16, to keep it in there, I voted no on the amendment.
Okay.
So it stays at 16. The amendment was to go to 14.
Okay.
Okay. Which is what you did, same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've already read the short title with the reasons and conditions.
George has things, I think.
No, I wouldn't mind amending some other things since we're going to get some additional units there. My concern then would be the construction, hours of construction. When I go down, it's they got the construction. They got a couple different hours. They got 7 to 6 and 1 on G, and then they got 7:30 to 7 and 8 to 2. I'd like to make it so it's very easy to follow, what's supposed to be going on there and what's not supposed to be going there. So I would like to bring into some uniformity to the hours of activities, construction, and site work activities. And it says here, I would like to do the, like say 7 to 6 on G, and on Saturday, exclude on Monday through Friday. The H has Monday through Friday cited from 7. And starting at 7 to 7, I would say 7 to 6 there on H and 7 to 6 on G and Monday, and on Saturday, though, I would keep the 8 to 2.
So you're on Monday G.
On G, Monday through Friday, 7 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 2.
Okay.
H, 7 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 2.
So you had another hour.
And no construction on Sunday.
No, I dropped an hour one way, but they gave me another hour in the other thing. It just balances out, but it keeps the numbers the same so people don't have to say, well, it was 7:30 today, we're 7 o'clock. Now we know it's 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8 to 2.
Keep it simple.
On Saturdays. No Sunday activity.
So on G, the motion would be to change it from Monday through Saturday to Monday through Friday, Saturday hours from 8 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And on H would be changing the hours to 7 to 6, period.
Monday through Friday.
Yes, Yes, Monday through Friday, and not changing the Saturday hours on that one.
Right.
We need to say no Sundays or why?
Because in theirs it says no construction on Sundays.
No construction on Sundays.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be that move, right.
All right. Well,
I got some other little things I'd like to modify too, but.
You want to do one at a time?
They're probably easier.
Why don't you go ahead and read the short title and then read the amendment?
I don't believe I need to read the short title for the amendment because I'd already read it.
Okay.
And
we're still on so amendments. Okay, you're right.
That's correct. So under G, the amendment would be all construction site work on the property, including deliveries of materials to or from the property, shall only occur 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
I'll second George's amendment.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson.
George.
It isn't funny. I swear it isn't
any
funny.
Any questions on the motion?
I don't think it's funny.
We will take the vote again, Mr. Cole.
That he was seconding your motion.
No, you just, Mr. you and the whole position.
So your vote's yes on this?
Yes, I guess.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried. And next is H.
But the motion is no other outdoor construction activities shall occur at the site except between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall be no construction activities at the site on Sundays.
That's a motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second. I'll second.
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
The condition, they had under the findings of fact, I guess it is number 8. Okay. Given the location, they've got a number of trees in there, a very tall stand of trees that buffer the single family from the potential 42-foot high townhouses that could be built up against that property line. So I would like to expand that to 25-foot vegetated buffer that, and to preserve that row of trees. So 8 is not a condition because they do have B, there shall be a forested landscape buffer, but it doesn't put any dimensions in the condition. So I think we need to add some dimensions in the conditions. And I'd like to put the number 25 feet. That would definitely incorporate all those trees.
I believe it would need to be in the condition itself instead of the finding,
right,
per se, Mr. Cole.
Under B, that's what,
yes.
I'm saying. B, we have to modify B.
Would you add to that the buffer being up to 25 feet to accommodate existing vegetation?
Yeah, that would be fine. I think that would planning and zoning be understand what that means?
Yes.
Okay. That would work.
And Ms. Cornwell, which side is that? It's against some existing dwellings, I believe.
It is the north side.
On the north side. Buffer. Okay, so the amendment add to 11B. The buffer on the north side shall be extended to up to 25 feet to accommodate existing vegetation and trees.
Sure.
Correct, Mr. Cole?
That'll work.
Okay.
And what kind of buffer would that be?
Just one quick clarification.
Yes.
Just the rest of that stand, that was just an added to?
That was just an added to.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure.
So a motion, Mr.
I'll
Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on this motion?
What kind of buffer are we talking about?
The vegetation and woods that are already there, apparently.
It says it's got to be 25-foot buffer.
Up to 25-foot.
Up to 25-foot.
To allow for that stuff to stay.
So we can allow it to start at a foot and go on up, right? We can start and plant trees, small trees up to a foot on up to 25 foot.
It's not height.
No, this is depth. Depth.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Depth.
It's an attempt to maintain the existing trees on the property.
Yeah, what George is doing is allowing the stuff to stay there, it's there, so they don't take down 5 feet of it.
Well, that's what I was understanding from what George said.
Yeah, but 5 feet in this way, not this way.
The trees could stand there.
Yes. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Cole?
No, I'll pass on that.
Mr. Moore, if you'd read a short title.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 20 townhomes, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.3817 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 10, and with conditions as amended by this council 11A through N.
Pleasure, Council. Mr. Cole? Your vote. I mean, your motion is to approve it as is?
Well, I'll let somebody else do that.
Okay.
I don't like
it. We have a motion.
I'll move forward.
Motion, Mr. Arlett?
As amended.
Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton, to approve conditional use 2130 for the reasons and the conditions as amended. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Well, no, I'm going to vote no, just because I think it's excessive density. We've got an area where the opposition cited, and there was quite a bit of opposition. There was opposition cited density. They cited the single family character of the adjoining neighborhood, the intensity of the development around the area. Years ago, we had concerns from a previous county engineer who had cited that there was capacity issues with all of Cedar Neck in the sewer. We don't seem to have those capacity issues now, it seems, but at one time we did. In the last 10 years, we have not exceeded the 4 units to the acre in the 4 range, 4.6, and I think this sends the wrong message, again, that we've got an area that has got just horrendous traffic issues, and we put additional units in an area that is really small and on a corner of a terrible intersection, and it's just I think your council's out of touch. Ought to get in touch, and my vote's no.
Mr. Arlett.
I think I will heed the advice of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I think we are totally in tune with the public. The public wants less traffic. This is a perfect infill opportunity to ensure that we have the ability for people to walk across the street, to get on public transportation, and less cars will be on the road by doing as such, which is also something that DelDOT has suggested to this council for quite some time now. And so this is the perfect opportunity to provide an increased, yet responsible, I would say, level of density, because it is an infill opportunity. And I think also with the change to provide a little bit more of a buffer between this community and the neighbor, I think this is the right decision, and that is totally responsible considering all things. So I will vote yes in favor of per Planning and Zoning's recommendation as amended.
Mr. Burton?
I will vote no for the reasons of the density and for the reasons that Mr. Cole has stated.
Mr. Wilson?
I'm going to vote yes, or according to what planning zoning designed it or said.
Okay. I think that PNC heard the public. They did reduce it from 20 to 16, so there is less density. I'm going to agree with planning and zoning, and as amended, I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
We have no ordinance been introduced to Mr. Moore?
No, we do not.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody?
Get out and vote. Next Tuesday.
Good comment.
Come on out to Georgetown next Thursday for return day.
Entertain a motion to go to executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a motion carried.
You got 5 yeses right there.